Tappan and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Tyler Reddick captured the 2018 NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship in just his first year of competing full-time in the series. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Reddick and ask him what clicked the last five races of the season.
We just kind of honed in on what exactly we were, I guess, lacking, and that was more or less consistency and just finishing the job, taking home the finishes we needed to, whereas in the past probably being too aggressive and just not finishing those races. So the playoffs, you can't afford to have any poor finishes. You can't rip out of a race, and have that in mind. And, we just knew that if we wreck or if we have a bad race without winning in that round of the playoffs, that we weren't going to advance. So we had to keep that in mind as we raced and just be a little bit smarter than some of the other guys were being at times. So I guess you could say it paid off.
It certainly did pay off. So what is the best piece of advice that you received from team owner Dale Earnhardt Jr. during this whole race through the chase?
You know, he right before Homestead, you know, he just reminded me that, hey, you know, just don't forget, you know, you got a group of guys that really believe in you. You just make sure you do everything you can going into that race to win a championship. And once we got to that point, yeah, we did everything we could. We, in every front possible.
NASCAR will honor Reddick for winning the Xfinity Series Friday night in Charlotte. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots supports our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy in combat. That sounds crazy, but it's true. You can check their website, uap.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. We're going to get some thoughts on using a VA mortgage. Then we'll review the movie of the month and look at last week's Service Academy football games. And, of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I value your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a privilege to welcome back to the show Marine vet Brad Stinson. Brad's a mortgage guy who has, I guess we'll call it a specialty, in VA mortgages. He knows what the heck he's talking about. Welcome back to the show, Brad.
Thank you for having me, Denny.
Brad, give us a quick review of your time in the military.
I served from 2004 to 2008. I did two business trips to the sandbox.
Uh-huh.
I love saying business trips because they're not combat deployments. It's not a negative.
That's true. And you grow in your business experience and in your profession, right?
Exactly.
That works. Okay, let's get to point. How did you end up interested in mortgages in general?
Well, it seems like a fall from grace, doesn't it? Being a Marine and going to 30-year fixed mortgages, talk about a rant type moment, right?
Yeah.
The reason why I got into it is because I didn't realize the effect that it had on me when I purchased my home. I was able to actually transition, get acclimated with everything that's around me, and actually feel like I was welcome back home. And that did not happen until I purchased a home using my VA home loan benefit. So I pay it forward every day because of the intrinsic value that it brought me and the benefit that it brought me. I pay it forward by serving my brothers in arms and advocating for home ownership. It's a big deal to me.
Well, that's a bit of my story too. The house I now live in, I bought with a VA mortgage. I got it paid off now because I've been there 30 years, but it's a huge benefit, all kinds of things. And veterans who have that VA mortgage really should use it, shouldn't they?
Absolutely. It's the best financing tool or program on the market. Any non-veteran would kill to have these guidelines with the other mortgages that are out there. So it is very important that a veteran takes advantage of their benefit because they've earned it. That's the key thing. You have earned this fantastic financing tool. You have to use it.
Yeah, if you're going to buy a house, and why would you want to pay rent if you can end up owning something? But again, that's individual priorities. There are some pretty good rules that you've outlined for me that I'd like you to review now. Of if you're a veteran, you're thinking about buying a house, what are some of the rules you should be considering here?
The main thing is you have to use a VA-educated loan officer. That is the big thing. And I want to clarify that by saying just because they have the word veteran in their name or Navy in their name does not mean that they are educated with a VA home loan, because the VA home loan guidelines have very little overlays. And what are overlays? I'll break those down. What overlays are is an additional layer of risk protection, meaning that the VA does not give the monies. Let's clarify that. It's not the VA giving a veteran money to purchase a home. It's a local lender or national lender. The VA is not going to tell a lender, you have to give money. So if a lender is going to give money, they're going to make requirements in which a veteran or non-veteran, whatever financing program you go through, they are going to make you meet these certain criterias. And that's what overlays are. So that's where we get the minimum FICO score. That's where we get your 2 years of job history, so on and so forth. Okay.
The kind of thing that you would want to do if you were loaning your money, you'd want to be sure they can
correct.
Pay it back, right?
Correct. And overlays are a layer of risk protection. So a lender is being protected from giving this big amount of money. All the VA does in this whole, the role that they play is they will guarantee a lender that, hey, if this veteran defaults or forecloses on this home loan, we will give you 25% of the original loan amount.
So presumably they will have made up the difference either by the property or the money.
Correct.
You paid.
And one step further, from the VA lender conference of 2018, the default percentage of a VA home loan is 0.92%.
So a 25% guarantee is an awful lot of fat padding there.
Correct. So what that's saying is if you lend a veteran this money, there's a 99.08% chance you're going to get a monthly payment on time every time for the next 30 years. If not, We will guarantee that we will pay you 25% of the original loan balance and wipe the loan off your books. That's phenomenal.
That makes sense. This is Colonel Danny Gilliam, Frontlines of Freedom. We're discussing VA mortgages with Marine vet Brad Stinson. Okay, Brad, so a secret is to get somebody handling your mortgage, not who's necessarily a vet or not a vet, but who really has done VA mortgages and really knows how to work them, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm a vet, but if you hired me to work with you, all I know is what I did when I bought my house 30 years ago. And the rules change too, don't they?
They have changed tremendously. They've changed tremendously since I began. And I haven't been doing it for that long. But that doesn't mean anything. I've originated more VA home loans in my short period of time than people that have been doing this for 10 or 20 years. So it's not only the educational aspect, it's the fact that I have an elite team behind me that I can always lean on. Okay, so it's not only just the one person, it's the team atmosphere.
That's true, because not everybody can know everything. Some people are specialists in things. Other people know how to find information, or they know somebody who can get it if you don't. Team is a huge thing. Yes.
And one step further along those lines is it's a very egotistic realm. Okay, so real estate agents and mortgage lenders are very ego-driven. If they don't know something, it makes them feel super inferior.
So therefore okay. they're going to
make something up.
Okay.
Or push you in a route that they know way better than VA, because the VA home loan is something that is ever changing, always updating, always clarifying and streamlining and this, that, the other. So if you're not in it every day, it's very difficult to keep up with those changes.
I think I have just concluded something that all the time we've talked about this, I never got there. And that's that the most important thing you need to do if you're going to buy a house using your VA mortgage is shop for the right mortgage person.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Not just, oh, you handle them good. Can you help me? But tell me about your background. Tell me how many you've handled. What are some of the challenges? Really interview them like you would if you were going to have somebody do brain surgery on you.
Yeah,
just,
correct.
Oh, yeah, cut here.
The main thing is you want to make sure that they're available on the nights and weekends. Nothing is more frustrating to your realtor than trying to reach a lender to say, hey, we're submitting an offer on this property. Are they pre-approved for this amount? Can I get an updated pre-approval letter? And they can't get a hold of that lender. So therefore, that house gets passed over.
Okay. I think we've made it clear this is not a simple thing and that you really want to have somebody who knows how to do it. While there are a lot of good people out there, Brad is certainly one of them. Brad, talk to us about how people can reach you, how they can plug into you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, just to recap, just because they have veteran in their name does not mean squat. Okay. Because I've always said this, if you never quit on the VA home loan, it will go through. There's always a way to make it happen. Now you need to find somebody who can advocate on your behalf. And I'm happy to do that either here in the state of Michigan or connect you with my elite VA home loan specialist team at the Veterans Homefront by Benchmark Mortgage. You can find my information online at teambradstinson.com or email brad@teambradstinson.com.
That's pretty simple. And folks, what we just told you is true. It can be complicated. It can be easy. It'll be easy if you do your shopping first and get the mortgage guy or gal who really understands VA loans.
Correct. And at the Veterans Homefront, if you go to my page, TeamBradStinson.com for veterans. The very first video you see is a video of Chad Fleming and Marcus Luttrell, and they talk about the easy button that we have created at the Veterans Homefront.
Brad, thank you. Thanks for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to our nation, but thank you now for your service to our veterans. That's cool.
Well, I thank you for having me on, and I thank you for what you do. It's all about the tribe, one fight.
It is. I'm Colonel Danny Gilliam. Next up, we'll review the movie of the month, 2x2. Then we'll look at last week's Service Academy football games. You've reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Troops hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest position and think patriotic thoughts and stay there till I return. I want you lean and mean.
Spartan Nash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly and military-friendly employer, Spartan Nash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Nash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at careers.spartannash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Correa with your Home Defense Tip of the Week. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, your front door is the number one preferred entry point for home invaders. On average, it takes 5 seconds to break down your solid steel security door. To prevent this, reinforce your door frame by doubling the 2x4s and by using longer, case-hardened screws to attach the hinges to the door frame. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. Now it's time to review our movie of the month. We've missed reviewing the movies the last couple of months due to some conflicting schedules, but we're back in the groove now and we'll do the job. As listeners know, we're partnered with the Garden State Film Festival. The founder of the GSFF is Diane Raver. She picks a movie each month that somehow relates to the military culture, and we get to view it for free. Often the movie is quite controversial, and our goal is not to sell you any particular way of thinking, but to encourage you to think. Think about serious issues. And wherever you come out, it's fine with us. The movie this month is 2x2. Diane, I always enjoy our time together. Where did 2x2 come from?
Well, thank you, Denny. 2x2 was in the Garden State Film Festival in 2018. And I thought that this month, perhaps, we would have a bit of lighter fare for the holidays coming up to start that off. And this was, of course, very tongue-in-cheek, but does touch on some universal issues of love thy neighbor as thyself and how we would have to band together as a species in the event that some other creatures from outer space came to do us harm. So I thought that was a good and tongue-in-cheek way to spread goodwill towards men in our review this month.
Well, I agreed, and even more so because if there's one thing that bothers me about the culture in America today, it's the hate that some people have towards each other. And if ever is a good, comical, but good message of we can disagree with each other, but we can still love each other, we can still get along. That was certainly a theme through the whole thing.
Yeah, and the fact that they started out being on one side of a border and another, and then all of a sudden they had to devise a way to band together, is a lesson for us all in this crazy, complicated world.
It sure is, and yes, the world is definitely crazy and definitely complicated. If you keep your sense of humor, it works a little bit better, doesn't it?
Amen. Amen, Denny.
Okay. Here are some of the comments. How could anyone be that good with a slingshot?
Because well,
if you remember seeing it, it sort of opened with one of the guys sort of shooting over his shoulder behind a boulder, hit a guy right between the eyes. That was impressive.
Yeah, it was. It's artistic license.
There you go. That's right. All you have to do is let the thing go, and I decide with the camera where it hits, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about a goofy-looking small spaceship, which ended up being huge on the inside. Certainly that spaceship was as goofy-looking as any I'd expect.
Yeah, this was a very fun and amazingly produced short film. I mean, the propping and the direction and the cinematic production value was unbelievable. It was very well done for a short film, I thought.
Yeah, and that spaceship looked like maybe if packed totally, it could hold a dozen people.
Right.
Yet the inside of it was like a major hospital.
Well,
And that's just part of the creativity part. I thought it was seriously cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's interesting that the aliens looked and acted like male and female Earthlings. Indeed.
But who knows, you know?
Darn right. However creation created us, why wouldn't it use the same thing somewhere else?
Amen. Exact. And who's to say? And of course, again, this is just a fun little film.
Yes. Yes. This is not trying
to
sell.
Not to be taken seriously.
No. Apparently, that spaceship had made an appointment for pickup. Wonder with whom they made that appointment. Because at some point, they made the comment that we coordinated for a pickup at this point, didn't we? And some people were showing up to be picked up.
Right. Well, the animals. And they hadn't said exactly where was someone had messed up on that, and which just shows that snafus can happen even with aliens. I imagine that's going to turn out to be true.
Yeah, we don't have a corner on goofing off.
No, not at all.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom, and we are reviewing the movie of the month with Diane Raver. See, another comment was, somehow the Earthlings and the aliens in the ship could communicate. I wonder how. Apparently, if they've been communicating with people on Earth, was it only the animals? If they were communicating only with animals, did the animals speak whatever language?
No. Again, I think this is not to be taken so literally.
I know. My engineer background wants me to take things literally. It's a good thing you provide a balance to.
Well, there you go.
It was cool that the hate that each thought he had for the other one didn't turn out to be hate. At least the machine didn't zap him, did it?
No, I mean, in the end, it turned out that, you know, we were all loving creatures, and really that was the kernel of truth in this thing, and that in the bigger scheme of things, it's more important that we get along than that we don't, you know, that we create boundaries and differences that really should have very little meaning.
It does, and obviously it did not really appear that they really hated each other, but they obviously didn't like each other.
I mean, it was a cultural difference.
Yes,
you know?
But they very quickly realized that they better figure out how to work together.
Yeah.
And they were willing to do that.
Well, survival has a way of doing that, I would say.
You got a good point there.
Yeah.
Let's see, do we want to die or do you think we should learn how to
get
dance
along? Together? Right, yeah. Exactly. Okay.
That's a good message. And I wonder how the two females who ended up pairing off with them just happened to be there and that they were willing to pair off like they did.
Don't know, but I think it worked out just the way it was supposed to. Let's believe the universe knows what it's doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, they may have been in the situation where they were wondering if they were going to get zapped, too.
Well,
who knows?
Exactly.
And who cares?
Yeah.
It made for a good story. It gave it a happy ending. Certainly, everybody concerned was smiling.
And again, since we have over these last few months seen short films of all budgets and of all levels of filmmaking ability, I thought this one, as far as the actual film was concerned, was very well done. I mean, the propping, the shooting, the pacing, everything was top-notch.
Well, it certainly was good from my perspective. I don't have the professional you do, but certainly I appreciated that. And as we discussed earlier, I appreciated the fact that our country needs to hear about not hating each other.
Well, we need to get that done. Looking past trivial differences.
Yes, very much so. And certainly there are lots of places in the world where people are, through by their culture, taught to hate people in other cultures. We don't need that in our country.
No, we don't need it in our world.
And no, we don't. But we can't really control everything, but we can control ourselves.
Right.
Diane, you've got a little event coming up in March. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? Because I know I'm going to try to attend, and other people may want to know and
maybe
get on their calendar.
Oh, that would be marvelous. The Garden State Film Festival's 17th year is March 28th through the 31st in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Our call for entries is over December 1st, so if you know any filmmakers, you still got a little time to get them in. We're reviewing them now, and we should have a schedule together by the middle of January. And then we'll start seeing what celebrities will be with us, and things will happen very quickly after that. And then I'll have a whole new bunch of films to share with your listeners, which, of course, again, I want to thank you for giving us this opportunity, because it's a great honor and a privilege to be a little source of entertainment for the men and women who have done so much to secure our freedom, and we don't take a minute of it for granted.
Well, thank you, Diane, for just being a great friend. Thank you for partnering with us. I'm glad to have you on the team. I look forward to next month, and I look forward to seeing you at the film festival, if not before. Thanks. I appreciate it.
Terrific. Thank you, Denny.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss last weekend's Service Academy football games, then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area. We'll be right back.
Now is the time, and wherever you are is the place. The Citadel makes it easier to earn your degree by offering master's degrees, graduate certificates, and undergraduate degree completion programs entirely online. Flexible scheduling makes these programs convenient for working professionals. Continuing the Citadel's legacy of academic excellence, classes are held to the same high standards that consistently name the Citadel the number one master's granting public college in the South. Online, on your time. Visit citadel.com.
.edu/online. United American Patriots wants to spread the message of hope across the United States by providing service members that have been wrongfully accused of war crimes during overseas tours and combat area deployments with civilian attorneys at no cost to themselves or their families, to support them until they're released, and to get these heroes back to where they belong with their families. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
USA Radio News.
A large number of the nearly 6,000 Central American migrants camped out at the U.S.-Mexico border in Tijuana are unsure what to do next. U.S. Border Patrol officers used tear gas to drive back hundreds who tried to rush the border fence. Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin joins Fox News and talks about the tear gas that was used.
The use of tear gas is not a new practice. The Obama administration used it a lot. And to President Trump's point, he's absolutely correct that you as a parent should be more responsible in not bringing your child into that setting where tear gas has been used in the past and was possibly going to be used again.
On this Giving Tuesday, First Lady Melania Trump and Second Lady Karen Pence are visiting Red Cross headquarters to assemble comfort kits for military families.
These comfort kits are one small way that we can say thank you.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. or comment on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest food distributor in our great country. They've been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates, self-reporting as veterans, members of the Guard, or Reserves. MDV is a leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world. And in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom's Choice and home-based brands in our commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Well, troops, it is football season, and it's Service Academy football time. Joining me now, of course, is our football co-host, Quentin Roberts. How you doing, pal?
Hey, Danny, I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm enjoying it. We're having nice weather here in Michigan. I mean, the sun's out and all that kind of stuff. Who'd ever guess?
That's right, in November, Danny. We get what we can get, and we're happy for it.
That's it. That's it. Okay, this past week, Army hosted and beat Colgate. Colgate was 9-0, and Army beat them 28-14.
They did. You know, Danny, Colgate was a 9-0. Now, let's make sure we have it a proper perspective, understanding that they were an FCS team. That means a football championship division team out of the Patriot League, which is kind of like either your 1AA or Division II. So they were down a little level from Army. But I tell you what, they were a quality opponent, and Army just did what they do, Danny. They controlled the time of possession. They were able to get their running game going, and they played good defense. Colgate was averaging about 30 points a game, and Army held them to 14 points a game. Again, led by the outstanding linebacker, Cole Christensen. The Black Knights just had too much for them. It was Kelvin Hopkins, the quarterback, who led them, and Darnell Woolfolk. Darnell Woolfolk has vaulted into third place as the on the touchdown leader list all time for the Black Knights, behind Glenn Davis and Trent Steelman, Army's quarterback from a few years ago. Darnell Woolfolk as a fullback is just tough as nails. He's built like a Sherman tank, and I've never seen one person take Woolfolk down alone. And so he scored a couple of touchdowns. Hopkins added a touchdown. Black Knights controlled the clock and really just stymied the Colgate team. In another picturesque day in Mikey Stadium in the fall, I'll tell you what, it just doesn't get much better than that, Danny. And the Black Knights have been rewarded with a 10-2 season. Again, their only losses being to Oklahoma and to Duke. Oklahoma has only lost one game all season, and they are the Sooners that we know as a football playoff team. And then the Blue Devils, who have played good football and will be going to a bowl game as well. So we can expect that Army will be going to a bowl game this year. What that game is yet to be determined, but it's going to be a good one, Denny. So another hats off to Coach Jeff Monken and the Black Knights.
Yep, those seniors got to win their final game in Mikey Stadium. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing Service Academy football with co-host Quentin Roberts. Navy hosted Tulsa and beat them 37-29. That wasn't exactly expected, was it?
Well, you know, that you had two 2-8 teams going at it. So neither the Golden Hurricane nor the Midshipmen have had the season that they wanted this year. But I tell you what, Navy has gone back to Zach Abey as quarterback. And it has really made a difference. He is not the most explosive player, but he provides a steady hand. And what he did was he really kind of got back to running the option in a way that is a little bit more methodical. They got the fullback involved a little bit more, and they were able to really put up some points. You know, though Abey isn't as explosive as someone like Malcolm Perry, who started the season and most of the games for them, what he does is he gets the ball to the explosive playmakers, such as Malcolm Perry, who can really turn the corner and get downhill and provide those long touchdown plays on the corner. And so that's what you had, as Navy was able to put up 37 points, which is way above their season average, to get off the schneid. They had a 6 or 7 game losing streak where they've just had and we talked about how difficult their schedule was going to be. And they've just run into a very difficult schedule, suffered a few injuries, and just haven't been the team that Coach Neil Matalolo usually fields. But we can be proud of that final game. It was their final home game for the seniors, so they went out on a winning note. And again, our hats go off to the midshipmen for what may not be their most celebrated season, but you know what, Denny? It's still, we can celebrate the players on this team this year.
That's absolutely true. Unfortunately, Air Force didn't win. They lost at Wyoming 37-25. I was a little surprised at that. I thought they were going to do a little better.
You know, Denny, this was really typical of Air Force's season. For whatever reason, they just have not been able to finish games. In this one, they were up going into the fourth quarter, and Wyoming scored 3 touchdowns with less than 5 minutes left in the game to pull the game out 35-27 in Laramie, Wyoming's War Memorial Stadium. The Falcons dropped to 4-7 on the season. But, you know, they had their chances. They were up 27-14 in the fourth quarter. I mean, that's a 2-score lead. And Wyoming scores 3 touchdowns within that 5-minute period, as I mentioned, to just hand the Falcons a stunning loss. You know, and as I said, by dropping them to 4-7 on the season, they're not headed to a bowl game either. You know, and it's just been a very peculiar season for the Falcons. They played a lot of young players. They went through 3 quarterbacks, and just similar to Navy. You know, Navy had multiple quarterbacks, and if you look at one of the major differences between Army, Navy, and Air Force this year, Navy and Air Force just were unsettled at the quarterback position due to injuries, due to some poor performance, whereas Army had the steady hand from Kelvin Hopkins. And I would say Army's defense just really played lights out this year. And Air Force and Navy weren't quite on par with Army's defense. And if I would say the third thing, it would be, especially in Navy's case, their schedule was just a murderous schedule. So you combine those factors and you see that the Service Academy teams and Air Force and Navy were a little below, you know, where we usually see them. And then Army is the top dog, and there's still one left, Denny.
Oh, there is.
And it's the big one, right? The big game, that rivalry, the Army-Navy game, which is just truly unparalleled in its splendor and its pageantry, and truly the essence of why they even play the game. It epitomizes what college football should be
all about.
It is indeed. My wife and son and I will be in the stadium in Philadelphia on the 8th of December, cheering Army on to another victory. And you and I will be discussing it the following weekend while we rehash it. We'll meet one more time on the air, and that's when we find out when Army's bowl game is. We'll rehash that one, too. So we're not quite done with this season yet, are we, Quentin?
Nope, not yet done, Danny. We still got some good football to cover yet, some more victories. At least, hopefully Army's going to have at least two more games. And I'll say this along with you, Danny. Go Army, beat Navy.
Amen, brother. Quentin, thank you. This is the last of our normal weeks. It's fun working together, but we aren't done yet. We got at least two more times together. Service Academy football, it's awesome.
It is. It is indeed. Thanks a lot, Denny. It's been another great season.
It has been. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Next up, it's time for a weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You have reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench, some good weights. You should be about 100 pounds by now. Do 75 bench presses. We want you lean and mean.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Sue, whose husband served in the Marines, really appreciated the Veterans Airlift Group. She'd never thought about the way seriously injured vets can really use that kind of support. Thanks for telling us about them.
Sue, like you, I never considered the need either. The Veterans Airlift Command people are worthy of real praise.
Pete, a vet from Philadelphia, wants to know if you're going to the Army-Navy game in his town. He'll be there, probably rooting for the team you're not rooting for.
Okay, that tells me something. Yeah, Pete, my family and I will be there. When my wife and I were married in 1966, the Army-Navy game was the very next day in Philly. We went there on our honeymoon. Marilyn and I haven't been to every game, but every game I brought her to, Army won. And she'll be there this year, so you can count on an Army win.
Now that's confidence.
It sure is. Now it's stand tall in heaven time. This is when we recognize a veteran who's no longer with us. Today we're honoring Glenn Alfred Kies. Glenn served in both Korean War and the Vietnam War as a communications installer. While he was not a direct combatant, he did end up in at least one firefight. He was in Korea, and the Chinese Army had become involved. He said they came in waves, just like you see in the movie. He spoke of being issued an M1 carbine and its disdain for its effectiveness. He spoke of shooting one enemy soldier at about 100 yards, watching the dust fly off his chest 3 times, and the man kept coming on. Eventually the guy fell, of course, but this battle was the only time Glenn spoke of being scared. He lived in Junction City, just outside of Fort Riley, Kansas, which was the site of his final assignment. He retired from the military and then went to work as a civilian for the military. He did the same job, using the same tools, out of the same office, making twice the money he made as a soldier. He's passed on due to lung cancer, which may have been related to Agent Orange exposure. Rest in peace, Glenn Kies.
You know, Colonel, my father, he was a Korean War vet, combat vet. And he said the same thing about the Chinese. They would come in waves, they would blow a bugle, and then come in waves, and it had an effect.
Yeah, the emotional effect is huge. You know, a bayonet charge, I don't really worry about it. I could shoot you before you could bayonet me, but it's impressive and it's scary.
Yeah.
Okay, it's military history time. Lead out, Skip.
On 30 November 1864, the once proud Confederate Army of Tennessee suffered a devastating defeat when his commander, General John Bell Hood, ordered a frontal assault on strong Union positions around Franklin, Tennessee. The loss cost Hood 6 of his finest generals and nearly a third of his force. Hood assumed command in late July 1864, while the Confederates were pinned inside Atlanta by the armies of Union General William T. Sherman. Hood made a series of desperate attacks against Sherman, but finally relinquished the city in early September. No longer able to wage an offensive against the massive Yankee force, Hood retreated into Alabama to regroup. In early November, he moved north into Tennessee to draw Sherman out of the Deep South. By now, Sherman had enough troops to split his army. He dispatched General George Thomas to the Nashville area to deal with Hood's threat while he took the rest of the force on his infamous March to the Sea, during which his men destroyed most of central Georgia. It's worthy of note that Ford Hood in Texas is named after the good general.
Well, on 28 November 1941, the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise departed Pearl Harbor to deliver F-4F Wildcat fighters to U.S. forces on Wake Island. That mission saved the carrier from destruction when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor 9 days later on 7 December 1941.
On 26 November 1950, during the Korean War, in some of the fiercest fighting of that war, thousands of communist Chinese troops launched massive counterattacks against U.S. and Republic of Korea troops, driving the Allied forces before them and putting an end to any thoughts for a quick or conclusive U.S. victory in this war. When the counterattacks had been stemmed, U.S. and Republic of Korea forces had been driven from North Korea, and the war settled into a grinding and frustrating stalemate for the next 2.5 years.
And it's still there. On 26 November 1968, during the Vietnam War, while returning to base from another mission, Air Force First Lieutenant James P. Fleming and 4 other UH-1F helicopter pilots got an urgent message from an Army Special Forces team pinned down by enemy fire. Although several of the other choppers had to leave the area because of low fuel, Lieutenant Fleming and another pilot pressed on with the rescue effort. The first attempt failed because of intense ground fire, but refusing to abandon the Army Green Berets, Fleming managed to land and pick up the team. When he safely arrived at his base near Duck Cove, it was discovered that his aircraft was nearly out of fuel. Lieutenant Fleming was later awarded the Medal of Honor for his actions.
And well earned.
Yes, sir. I'd be glad to see him if I'd been them. Well, that's military history for today. Skip, it's time for the Armed America Report. What do you have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all our law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, a Louisiana woman who owns a .22 rifle used it to defend herself against a two-legged snake. When someone came to her door, she thought it was the delivery man with a package she was expecting. Instead, she found a man who started talking, quote, like a stalker, saying he had been watching the home and such like that. As he droned on, his hands wandered between his legs, and he began touching himself through his pants. That was lewd enough to make the woman grab her rifle and shoot. He bolted as the bullet struck the ground at his feet.
Thanks, Colonel. This one sounded kind of strange, so I wanted to get additional facts before passing judgment. Here's what I found out. The woman answered her door and was standing outside her home trying to get her three small dogs to go back inside. That's when the man started touching himself inappropriately and making lewd comments to her. She ran back inside, got a Ruger 10/22 rifle, and shot the ground in front of him. She told reporters that, quote, I shot towards the ground and screamed at him to not come back. He left out of here with a hot foot. He was like a bank robber. He was gone. Well, in my opinion, she didn't handle this one very well for the following reasons. Number one, she never should have opened the door in the first place. According to the news article, the man was covered in tattoos, wearing civilian clothing, and driving a beat-up white car. That doesn't sound like the FedEx delivery man to me. Two, she was not legally justified in using deadly force, and shooting in the direction of another person is definitely use of deadly force, whether you're trying to kill him or not. Laws vary, so check out the laws in your state to be sure. And three, once she ran back inside, why not just close the door and lock it? Once you are safely inside, then get your gun in case he tries to break in, and you'd certainly call the police and get them involved as quickly as possible. Now, don't get me wrong, this guy was no doubt a creep and a criminal, and this probably wasn't the first time he'd done things like this. He was definitely potentially dangerous, and he hadn't yet done anything to justify firing a gun in his direction. Fondling yourself in front of a woman and making lewd remarks is creepy and should be taken seriously. However, what this woman did could have landed her in trouble with the criminal justice system. So be careful and exercise good judgment before discharging your firearm to scare off intruders. But all's well that ends well, and we're happy he was scared off and that no innocent parties were hurt during this incident.
So this is another case where a gun didn't decide to shoot somebody.
That's right, another case.
Our movie of the month, which we just reviewed, is 2x2. You can still go to the Frontlines of Freedom website and go to the blog and look at the link. You can watch it for nothing. We'll announce next month's show next week, so do enjoy it and send me your comments. Troops, on each show, we are now honoring a deceased military person. Not the superstars, but the average soldier, sailor, marine, airman, or coastie. They don't have to have served in combat, but have to have served honorably, active duty, guard, or reserves. To nominate someone, send me about 250 words summarizing his or her service, and I'll read that on the show. If you send along a picture, we'll include it in our e-newsletter. I have a few names, but I need more. Send the info to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll discuss the World War II Battle of Arnhem that we lost. Author Anthony Beaver will share his insights. Then we'll discuss immigration with attorney and Army JAG Lee Marvin. I'll also shoot the bull with Army vet George Hillier, and we'll discuss how the United American Patriots supports combat veterans who have been falsely accused of war crimes.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the Frontlines of Freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the Frontlines of Freedom. Dismissed. In accordance with the U.S. flag code, all Spartan Nash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day, 2015.
It's part of Spartan Nash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
GM will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on the layoffs.
Holiday season layoffs from GM. Brutal. All right. Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Ube says a gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has seven high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California, although they can easily be purchased in neighboring states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When we need help with shopping and trends and toys, who do we call? We call our favorite expert. It's toy and trend expert Renee Rice. She's just returned from a speaking engagement at the International Toy Fair in Nuremberg, Germany. Welcome, Renee. Thanks again for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to be a part of your show, Rachel.
What is the biggest trend this year when it comes to toys? It seems like every year it's something different and harder to get to.
Well, you know, we're seeing a lot of traditional toys this year. And for example, we know kids love to build. So the Lego Duplo Steam Train actually uses bricks that are designed for a child's smaller hands. So it invites kids as young as 2 years old to really tinker and to play. And they can actually learn to code because that supports cause and effect learning.
Tell us where we can go so we can log on and learn more about all of these toys that we've discussed.
You can go to dailylounge.com.
There's a troubling new study out about the increasing prevalence of autism in children. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with the details.
The new study estimates the prevalence of autism is now at 1 in 40 children. The report's been published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says 1.5 million kids in America ages 3 to 17 have autism spectrum disorder. That number slightly higher than the most recent CDC study, which put autism rates at about 1 in 59 children. The difference may not represent an increase in autism rates, though, as the two studies did use different methodology in the gathering of data. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Pacific Northwest Christmas Tree Association says that there's a shortage of noble fir trees across America. The organization says the shortage was due to the Great Recession back in 2008, where there was a huge surplus prompting growers to plant fewer trees to save money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tesla CEO